Well, so I heard of the interest late last week, and as soon as I heard, I was keen to get here and get it sorted.
How's the manager sold the club to?
Well, he's just told me he's going to give me an opportunity and a platform to play what I didn't get last season at Wigan, and he's quite ambitious, and so am I, and I'm looking forward to this season.
How come it didn't work out at Wigan? Because it's only last summer that you moved there, didn't it? So I'm right in thinking you didn't play in the league. So what happened?
I had a few injuries, my first of my career, so that took its toll. And obviously with the change in the new managers coming in, that's sort of part of football and something you've got to deal with and something I've learned, and it's something that's made me a stronger person, and hopefully it'll take me forward and I'll do well here.
Going to say, how do you deal with that? Because presumably you thought, right, this is the big move. You'd done well north of the border for Partick. Here we are, kind of made it sort of thing, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, no, it's just one of them. It's part of football, injuries, and managers have their own opinions, and I wasn't in the manager's plans at Wigan, so as soon as I got the call from Paul, I was keen to, and I was over the moon to join.
So perhaps itching for that move then. Was there anything on the table, or because football, everyone knows where everybody is all the time, kind of thing. Were there opportunities prior to Doncaster's interest?
There was a few interests, but as soon as I spoke to the manager, and the main thing is he's going to give me a platform to play and show people that I can play down here and be able to express myself when I'm playing. So yeah, just that really.
Does it almost feel as though having made that break, because this is a permanent transfer, isn't it? It's not a that it's almost like getting things back on track.
Yeah, definitely. But I would say that the manager was key for me to come here. He's made me feel welcome straight away, and that's kind of what I was looking for, and I just can't wait to get started.
So how would you sum yourself up as a player then, as a left back? What are the key strengths of your game?
Well, I'm a player that will give 100% when I'm, whereas that be at training or in games, and just try and be as close to what's asked as a asked from a modern day fullback, in the game today.
Because perhaps, and this is a sort of a slightly sweeping statement, as left backs go, you're quite tall, aren't you? I mean, you're 6'4". They're normally small, nippy lads. Well, that's, well, at the very least, not you height-wise.
No, some fullbacks are quite small and nippy, as you say, but I'm quite different. I'm quite just like to get up and down the park and provide crosses into the box and do my work defensively as well.
Do you feel that the role's almost changed because of that then over the last few years? The certain players that have kind of made it big right at the top end of the game, they appear to be doing things differently now. It's not just a case of making sure you're on the halfway line and defending.
Yeah, no, definitely. You've got to do your work going forward as well, and that's sort of one of the things the manager said that I've got to try and do when I play, and that's what I'll be aiming to do.
So having perhaps not had that taste of championship football, you'll be extra specially keen to make sure that during this 2-year period you're back there.
Yeah, definitely. That's what the club's ambitions are, and that's what the manager said. And every player wants to play at the highest level they possibly can, and that's a target for this club.
Because you're still young, aren't you? You're only 24 right now, so there's still, a long way to go.
Yes, there's still a long way to go in my career. Plenty of ups and downs on the way, but as I said, I'm looking forward to this challenge at Doncaster.
And even this must be, to a certain extent, a step into the unknown. Not that you don't know the clubs necessarily, but you're still going to have to find your feet in League One to see what's what.
Yeah, definitely. This will be my first taste of English football, but I'm quite confident in my ability and what I can do down here. I just need a sort of run of games, and I'll definitely prove myself.